Planned economy. Combating chances. Today, there are few occupations left where so much happens incidentally as in manufacturing and commerce. Enterprises exist where chance occurrences are more powerful than the owner or the director general. Such chances even receive official approval when they appear once or twice a year on the account balance and are simply noted. There was hardly a greater enemy of chance in business than Thomas Butter. He did his best to eliminate production incidents in the entire enterprise. The work of all departments was based on plans elaborated well ahead. The manager set the anticipated plan for his department for the 6 months to follow and controlled its fulfillment daily or weekly. The required targets could be established for goods, money, or profits, that is, for all factors of enterprising, and were expressed in percentages of earnings of the manager, the workers, and the entire enterprise. The workers were also setting targets for themselves and in their income in special saving deposit booklets received once a year from the enterprise. In the specialized school for young men, for instance, the personal targets account was represented an independent part of accounting. The system of targets totally changed the mentality of the employees and consequently of the whole enterprise. Thinking back did not exist. The past was contemplated only when comparing charts of the results. Working according to preset targets is a mighty idea. People knowing exactly what they aim at achieving will always find the necessary ways and means. May they be unknown to them at the beginning to realize their goals. When thousands of people work according to predetermined targets, which they are constantly controlling and adjusting, such activity will automatically spur the enterprise forward.